Blog Talk Radio.
Chag HaSukkot, Sameach, yeah. Here we're at day six, moving forward for the Sunday service into the Shabbat here of the Feast of Tabernacle here in the season. Chag Sameach, happy, joyful feast. Here we are at the Hoshiana, Hosanna, Rabba, the great Hoshiana, the great Hosanna here in the season, here in the feast, here in the festival. So let's blow the horn, sound the alarm.
Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
So here for the Shabbat, right here the Shabbat. In the feast, right? The feast, Shabbat, is the day to come. But here, the usual Shabbat right here at day six. We're at day six of the feast, the festival. We have Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. For the reading from HaTorah, Numbers chapter 29, verses 26 to 31. Then there also are selections from the fifth book of Moshe, known as Devarim, various selections here, appropriate for the reason, for the season. Then we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. We have Ezekiel chapter 38, focus verses, verse 18 to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 16. Then Ecclesiastes, like to reason, come make with reason. Ecclesiastes, also the Hillel, the Rastafari, the Chavarim for their reading. I think we have Brother Hezekiah with the fuller fullness right there. Also the plain read from the KJV, but to hear our brothers. Also sisters are invited to step forward. Yes, I. So we have the Psalms, also selections from the Psalms, today's daily Psalm, which is so appropriate for the reason, for the season, the Psalm 133. Hine, Matov. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in IMT. Yes, I, the Tawahido Creed. So we have the Brit Chadash at Adis Kidan, the renewed covenant, new covenant reading. John chapter 7 and chapter 8 with Yeshua Robeno at the Feast of Tabernacles. Back then, they are. So here we are at the day six in the feast, right? This is the eve here of the Hoshana Rabbah. What is the Hoshiana? We say Hosanna today, but in the Hebrew, Hoshiana, save I and I, save us. In the Hebrew, that's say, like, save us, save I and I, Rabbah, great one, or save I and I, enough. Right, where we have also the Hakafot. What's a Hakafot? Well, it's to compass your altar. You know, where one will circle the altar, right? Or we say rally round your throne. In the Hebrew church, in the Kehillah, that throne there is the tabernacle. In particular, we have the Ark of the Covenant. So here, a couple of Rhema tunes to start out right here. As per the reason for the season, we have Dadawa with Run, Come Rally. Yes, I, Rastafari. And I and I and I and I.
Ilja, Rastafari, Emperor Heliai, Selassie. O clapper and God, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he's a great king over all the earth. Just as subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. O thou most high God, Jah, Rastafari, Almighty God, man. Come together, brothers, sisters. Now come.
Come now.
When we must unite and be strong, that we can put away all the wrong in the land. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Knowing that the wicked must fall, righteous must live. Hail to the kings of kings and the Lord of lords, conquering land of a tribe of Judah, elect of himself, the 5x5 revelation 5. Pray the eyes not dry. Run, come, rally, rally. Victory, the victory.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening.
Shabbat shalom. See when the wicked grow like the grass, workers of the iniquity hate your righteous path. Rastafari after them like sand of this for sure. Enemies perish as ever and forevermore. But my heart shall be restored like the horn of Africa. See, I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send fresh oil. And still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His majesty said unity is only done. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. And if you put together man, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your personal life. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual life. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Ben Ben Bella, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Elohenu, 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 Elohenu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader... The reader will come forward, step forward, and say in the
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Elohenu, 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 Elohenu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad.
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 And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. 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 And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
Rastafari, I live it. Lassie, I live it. And reign in the hearts of all men forever.
Yeah.
Give thanks, give thanks. Majek Fashek right there with Send Down the Rain, another interesting aspect of the reason for the season, especially considering the days of Tabernacle, of ingathering here, what's called the Fall Festival season, the fulfillment, we could say, of the called out assembly, the holy part of the year with the seven feasts and the festivals, the Mo'adim of Yahweh, hey, of Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is that Tabernacles also has the water, and there's the water libation connection. And also after Tabernacles, as we move forward, in the Amidah understanding prayer, there's a word sound for the rains and due season and due time. So there's both the rejoicing for the abundant and the temporal aspect on the ground, you know, from the ground up, from the, you know, the income, as it were, from the crops, for the bounteous harvest, harvest festival, harvest season. But also it points to looking ahead, looking forward for the rain in due time and due season. Now, we have Rabbeinu Yeshua, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbi, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, and the water ceremony connection, also Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, even in the Brit Chadasha. That's part of the reading and feeding here for day six, corresponding with the weekly Shabbat. We are at day six of the feast, the festival right here. And once again, to go through some of the basic readings, you know, the basic readings here in the basic season. All right, well, there's nothing basic to the season because also connected new light coming forward. You know, for the first day service, we have the Hosanna, one might say, right? But we say Hoshiana, Hoshana Rabbah, right? That great salvation as a connection with Psalm 118, also here in the season. I'd like to zoom in on Psalm 118 as well. But here for day six. So it's day six of the feast and the festival. But usually this is the Shabbat day seven, as we say that the feast, the festival, right, the appointments, the Moed, Moedim, it takes precedence, right, as we have Leviticus chapter 23 as a point of reference. So here for day six, which is the final of the intermediate days known as the Chol HaMoed. Those are the intermediate days between like the first and the last days of the feast, the first day, last day, Shabbat day, a rest day. Therefore, we can have our other activities on the intermediate days and be sure to keep, you know, the seal up. So looking forward to first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service here on the podcast. So we call this actually one big service. we have the sixth, right, for the sixth day, last of the intermediate days, right, and then hopefully, Jah willing, for the Sunday service at the 1 a.m. hour, more fully, we will have the seventh day of the feast and the Hoshana Rabbah. But for the Sabbath, the usual weekly Sabbath that occurs during the time, right, in the season, we do have some readings to share. One of them is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to chapter 34, verse 26. And it kind of corresponds, it reflects the third day we had that same reading from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 33, from verse 12 to chapter 34, verse 26. We also have the fire key offering, Numbers chapter 29, verses 26 to 31. And in different aggregations, various selections from the fifth book of Moshe, known as Devarim, the words. In the Haftarah, the prophet's reading in the Haftarah, we zoom in here, right, for the Shabbat that occurs, the usual Shabbat that occurs during the Feast of Festival, as we are here on the Shabbat day. We have Ecclesiastes, the full of Ecclesiastes. Also some selected psalms that reflect the reason for the season. And in the New Covenant, Brit Chadasha, the Adis Al-Kidan, readings, we have John's Gospel, John chapter 7 to 8. Now, there is the waving, right? The waving of the lulav, also called the lulav, right? Getting to a little more of the details of what's expressed in HaTorah and also how traditionally it's observed, we'll call it the tabernacle's bouquet, right? Like a bouquet, right? The tabernacle's bouquet. We'll go into a breakdown in the build, but we find more of the details in Leviticus chapter 23. If you look and study Leviticus chapter 23, when it gets to the seventh of the seven appointed days, the feast festival days of Jehovah, those appointments in the three seasons, it goes into a little expansion, you know, of what is to be gathered, what is to be brought forward, and how that's to be used to build one's hut, one's tabernacle. So a very, very beautiful picture after Hillel, you know, Queen Makeda, right, and her kingman, I and I brother, you know, the priest, Malkiah Zedek, Melchizedek, they sent some pictures over there in the state in Yisrael, the state of Israel, and they had built their own, like, sukkah, right, you know, or decorated with those particular kind of trees, right? Here's the meaning for this. Let's go here, right here, brothers and sisters. This is just a reasoning portion before we ride it with more so we can hopefully get I and I bearings. Here. Hold right here, brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers, give me one moment just to get, you know, to get some of the scripts. In the meantime, Hosanna blessing. Yes, Shai. I have been given.
Never give up, you see. Never give up. Fight the fight. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. You see. Try and try and we fail. And we try and try and we fail. But what? One day we're going to conquer. Because Jah never fail yet. And we still have light. And we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory. Good over evil. Yeah.
Yes, I. So here. Let's go to Leviticus. So we can understand some of the details of the season and put it together, right, and get a clearer HD, a Hebrew definition, you know, higher definition. You know, so here, we're in Leviticus chapter 23, and we get to verse 33. So from verse 33 of Leviticus 23:33. Then when we get to verse 39, there's some additional details. Here's kind of like the, you know, the lead in, you know. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month, seventh moon, shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot. For 7 days, La Yahuwah to Jehovah. On the first day shall be an holy convocation, Nikra Kodesh a set-apart out called assembly. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, occupational labor. 7 days ye y'all shall offer an offering made by fire like Yahuwah to Jehovah. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation, Nikra Kodesh, a set-apart out called assembly to you. And ye y'all shall offer an offering made by fire, Be'esh, LaYahuwah, to he who be with thee. It is a solemn assembly, and ye y'all shall do no servile work therein. Now this eighth day, right, this eighth day here in the season will be corresponding with the second day, right, known among the Gentiles as Monday here, right, where the sixth day, right, the coming up for the Sunday first day service would make the seventh day, the early hours, you know, the evening part of the seventh day, right? So here, in moving forward, verse 36, it says, 7 days ye all shall offer an offering made by fire like Yahuwah to Jehovah, right? On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation, Nikra Kodesh, to you, and ye all shall offer an offering made by fire like Yahuwah. It is a solemn assembly. This is what we call, you know, the eighth day, right? The eighth day assembly, the Shemini Atzeret. And ye all shall do no servile work therein. Verse 37, Leviticus 23:37. These, the feasts, the Moed Moedim of Yahuwah, Moedei Yahuwah Eile, these are the feasts, the appointments, appointment of time, of place, of space, of mind, of he who be, who be that, ye all shall proclaim to be Mikra Kodesh, to be holy, set apart, called out assembly, holy, Ila evocations, holy convocations, to offer an offering, to offer an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, and Ola, burnt offering, a Mincha, a meal offering, a Sakra, Zabach, a Nesek, drink offerings, everything up on his day. Verse 38, besides the Shabbats, so in addition to the Shabbats, the Sabbath of Yahuwah, right, and beside your gifts. So what this is breaking down is that there are two kinds of Shabbat. There's the weekly Shabbat, you know, every seventh or seventh day, sealing up, you know, the series, the set for the Shavuah called the week. I and I say the strong, right? And we also have the Sabbaths, right, or the sabbaticals during the feast and the appointed seasons, right? As we say, this is a Shabbat day, right, within the Shavuah, the 7 days sense. But within the feast, the festival, is the sixth day. And then we still have coming forward that seventh day, and then also the assembly here on the eighth day, which is a Nikra Kodesh, and it's saying it's a Shabbat day. This is why verse 38 in Leviticus chapter 23 says beside, right, beside the Sabbath, to say like beside the other types of Sabbaths, right, of Yahuwah, the Sabbath of Yahweh, and beside your gifts at those other times, and besides all your vows that you would give otherwise, and beside all your free will offering, free will, something called free will offerings, that y'all shall give la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Now here, using the Scofield Study Bible, the Talmudim, Chaburim, Shalano, I and I, using the Scofield Study Bible, like the King James Version, as a basic kind of stepping stone because of its the notes and comparing scripture to scripture, so we can see the full detail on the real picture. So the Feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the seventh year is Tabernacles. Tabernacles. There's a reference to Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, to Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 to 19, and to Revelation. The Chazon Yohanan, Revelation of John, Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3. Now, the Ezekiel one, I know we've touched on the Zechariah one earlier here in the season, but just the Ezra one, just to remind I and ourselves, you know, what does Ezra, one verse, Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, what does Ezra say? Now, Ezra is a very interesting time in the context of Hebraic, we say Judaic history, right? Because we have the Israelites, the 10 northern tribes going to captivity, right? According to the scriptures, not yet quite returned, but we had the Judahites after them going into the captivity in Babylon, and there's a remnant that repatriates, that returns to the land, right? And Ezra and Nehemiah, these are books that speak to that right there. And it's there that they sought to renew the liberty. So even the Torah, you know, reading and feeding, you know, sabbatical studies, a lot of that is traced to the time of the return of the Yehudim, the Jews, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, from Babylon during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah and Nehemiah. So here in Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, it says the ancient worship established. Again, Ezra 3, verse 4, in the connection here, pointing to the reference from Leviticus chapter 23, right, speaking of the Feast of Tabernacles. What does it read? Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, the ancient worship established. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, Yadas Ba'al, as it is written, as what? Right, as they heard about, or it was a rumor, no, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. Let's just read on a little bit more. There's a section here, verse 4 to verse 7, reading forward, verse 5. And afterward, offered the continual burnt offering, the continual olah, we describe it as a Holocaust offering, not because of so-called, you know, the other Jews' Holocaust, but rather because of the true meaning of the Latin phrase Holocaust that brings out a complete burning, right? A full burning, burnt offering. That means it's completely burnt, you know, both of the new moons and of all the set festivals. What are the set festivals, feasts and festivals, the Mo'adim of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, that were consecrated? And consecration is interesting. I look at the Hebrew here, but we know consecrated in the sense of the priest has to do with filling. Like the key phrase from the Hebrew, the filling of the hand. Right, so it's like the filling of the hand in order to accomplish the work. So if that's the same sense here, then we have all of the set festivals of Yahuwah that were consecrated, that were filled to fulfill, and everyone that willingly, right? You know, because some say, well, I'm not into that. Okay, well, it says everyone that willingly. I guess you exercise your will, whether it's free or enslaved, you know, you still exercise your will. But this is speaking about everyone that willingly offered a free will offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Verse 6, from the first day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, began they to offer burnt offerings, la Yahuwah. So here is where the ancient worship of Jah people after the Babylonian, after the Babylonian exile. Come out of Babylon, my people. Babylon, Babylon. Babylon on about Babylon. But in the true way, with Zohar Derek, this is the way, in Yahweh, truth and life, we can see the connection and significance of the Feast of Tabernacle, of booths, of huts, of ingathering, the Chag HaAsif here in the season. Verse 6, Ezra chapter 3, verse 6, from the first day of the seventh month. Well, what happens on the first day? The first day of the seventh month begins off the fifth of the seven feasts and appointments, and that is the Yom HaTeruah, the Teruah, right? The Feast of the Trumpets, right? Also a.k.a. known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the civil year. From the first day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, they began to offer burnt offerings like Yahuwah, but the foundation of what? Of the Heikal, of the temple of Yahuwah, was not yet laid. That tune, I think, is Damian Marley and them. They have a foundation that Ja'ami, I think, is like foundation in the holy place. But here it says, but the foundation of the Heikal, of the temple, of the Beit Mikdash, speaking about the house of the holies, not the tabernacle, right, like in the wilderness sense. And that tabernacle, even when they first came into Yisrael, but now we have a stone building, right? And speaking about the foundation of the temple of Shlomo HaMelech, right? Speaking about Solomon's temple, right? This is the narrative. But the foundation of the temple of Yahuwah was not yet laid. Verse 7, they gave money also to the masons. Uh-oh, masons. How do you take heed to how you hear? Take heed to how you read. Right? So here they gave money, 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 money. They gave money who? Right? The people, right? The returned people also to the masons. Right? And it's a free mason. It said to the masons. See, their offerings, right, which are according to your will, if you will, then there's a free will offering. Here they gave money to the masons. We have to get out of this Gentile frame of mind. When we hear a word, we go, you know, off. Let's put it like that. Let's look at it in context. These are the ones who are going to build and lay the foundation of the temple, the Hekal of Yahuwah. They gave money also to the masons and to the carpenters. And it says meat and drink, food, drink, and oil to them of Zidon, and to them of Tyre, of Tyros, to bring cedar trees, to bring the trees. What kind of trees? The cedar trees from Lebanon, from Libanos, from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, right? According to the grant. Oh, there's grants, right? There's a grants and loans. Take advantage of those grants and loans. So they took advantage of a grant and loan in Babylon. Think about it, right? You know, planners, you know, those who are planners, you know, of John people. Notice how their organization, too. According to the grant that they had of Koresh, right, the Melech Farsi, right, the Cyrus, the king of Persia, the king of Persia. So we just pause. We pause right here, right, because here the section is the ancient worship was established. So when we had the return, that remnant of the Judeans, the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, that returned, it was only by comparison to all the people that went out to Babylon, it was a remnant, right? This is the remnant. You will say the remnant of the people was a remnant that returned. And this remnant, what corresponds with the return of this remnant was the time and the season, right, that they returned and what they did, right, after they returned. How they returned, right, and they observed the feast, the festival of tabernacles, the feast, the festival of tabernacles. Just want to point that particular connection right here, you know, the reason for the season here as the sixth day of the feast, the festival corresponding in this 2020 year, right, to the Shabbat, right, to the Sabbath day right here. So a little bit more on this, brothers and sisters. And most of the, we say the Judaic churches called the synagogue or the Knesset or the Kahal, the Kehillah, right, which has the same significance from the Hebrew perspective of what is called today church, the gathering, right, the lulav. Some say lulav, it's the lulav. It's a type of a bouquet. Oh, that's my point right there. We kind of went into the Ezekiel point of reference. Let's just back this up for a moment and go forward to Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the seventh moon, the seventh month, when y'all have gathered in the fruit of the land, y'all shall keep a feast to Jehovah for 7 days. On the first day shall be a Shabbat, and on the eighth day shall be a Shabbat. Right, so the eighth day, Shabbat of the feast or the festival here in the season will not be the regular weekly Shabbat, right? But the annual Shabbat for the feast, the festival, will be new light according to the lunar solar calendar. In other words, coming forward for the first day service, 1 a.m., you know, for the Sunday service, we refer to that, first day service. Verse 40, and ye and y'all, the instruction here is shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, right? The boles of goodly trees, the branches of palm trees, and boles of fig trees, and willows of the brook. So there's four species. I'm talking about the four species that many Yehudim make their sukkahs, make their booths, their tabernacle, their hut out of in this time, in this season. We have these kinds of trees, the boles of goodly trees, the branches of palm trees, the boles of fig trees, and the willows of the brook. What does it say moreover? And ye and y'all shall rejoice, lifnei Yahweh Elohekem, before he who be, we be your almighty power, 7 days. And ye, verse 41, and ye, y'all, shall keep it a feast, a hag, a feast, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, 7 days in the year, in the Shana. So here in the Shana, in the year, the time, the season, it shall be a statute, a hook, shall be hook, right? Shall be a hook, right? A statute, right? Forever, hookah also, in your generations. Ye y'all shall celebrate it, in the seventh month, the seventh moon. So here at the seventh month, the seventh moon is also where we seal up, right? We call it the holy year, the churchical year, right? Where we have the seven feast festivals in the three seasons. Just to put things in their proper context and we can reason and build on it. Verse 42, a couple more verses here. Verse 42. Ye all, speak to I and all, shall dwell, tabernacle. The word became flesh and dwelt in tabernacles. And ye all shall dwell in booths, huts, pavilions, 7 days. All that are Israelites born, all who are Israelites born Israelites, homies, shall dwell in booths. In Sukkot, verse 43, that your generations, you know, you shall do this, that, like so that, the reason why we do, is that I and I generations may know, my generations may know that I made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to do what? To dwell in booths, in sukkahs, right, in tabernacles, huts. When I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Verse 44 to seal up. And Moses, Moshe declared. So we get from the example of Moshe, what I and I respond to is in the season, you know, for the reason, for the season, even leading up to the season, declaring to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, the feast. Right, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast, the appointments, the festivals of Jehovah. So the reason for the season, primarily, iritically, spiritually.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
So it's from these particular how can we say, from these particular, these particular trees, four species, is made like a type of a bouquet that's called in the Hebrew the lulav. Lulav, modern Hebrew, lulav, ancient pointing, lulav, right? This is shaken during the Hallel. What's the Hallel? Hallel, it's like we say, and Ethiopically, the Israelites of Ethiopia, we have the Elilta, right? That word sound. This is synonymous Hebraically with praise, right? The Hillel, Hallelujah is like Ilelu, like Leg, Ziavia, Ilil Belu. Give Elilta, praise, exaltation, right? So there are psalms that are those praise, Isaiah psalms that are sung right after the Amidah. The Amidah is the standing prayer. All rise. The standing prayer in the Shacharit Abodah, in the morning, the dawning, the Shacharit Abodah, the dawning service, as well as during the Hoshana, the Hoshi'ana. It's a hymn that begins with according to the Hebrew, Hoshaena, right? Rabba, Hoshaena, Rabba, save I and I, save us. This is sung, this is chanted during Ha'aboda, during the Aboda, during the Avoda. Avoda, word for service, for work. What's interesting is the same word that was used for how we were Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, the Mitzrayim servants, right? In that sense, Aboda, sometimes it's brought out as like Aboda Kasha, like hard service or, quote, bondage, where pseudonymously people will say slavery. But just to understand that the same word for service, right, the service, the Aboda, what is our service, you know? What is our, what does it say here? Let's go to Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, right? Come with me, brothers and sisters, as it says, rightly dividing the word of truth right here, so to bring out the sense of service. What is our reasonable, there we go, KJV, reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, here the part 6, it says Christian, Meshahawian, life and liberty, true Christ one's life and liberty and service. We say for I and I call children faithful Rastafari, life and liberty, and I and I service, I and I aboda. Right? I beseech you, therefore, I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Hylahim, that y'all present your bodies a living sacrifice. So not presenting the animals or debtors, but we point to the word. We bring with us words, right? But our reasonable service, what is it that we present, right? Be present as the 3 times in the year shall all the males of Israel be present. Present your bodies a living, not a dead sack, a living sacrifice. Holy, set apart, acceptable to Hylahim, the almighty power, which is your reasonable. What is it? Reasonable. Come, make a reason. Which is your reasonable avoda. Reasonable avoda, your reasonable service. Verse 2. And not be conformed to this world. I thought we were talking about the olam haba, the world to come, right? Now remember, world isn't speaking, world, earth is earth and heaven is heaven, but world is a particular consciousness, so to speak. And be not conformed to this world, the world, flesh, satanic seclorum, but be ye, be y'all, be I and I all transformed. This is the real Hebrew, right? Go from the low degrees, the straight way to Yahweh. Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be mindful, right? So in the higher interpretation of the Hebrew two truths, entering into the promised land is entering into that messianic state of mind. And be y'all transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye, that y'all, that I and all may prove, right? Improve, but prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Hylahim, of Ha-Elohim. So here, you know, and we could go further here just to bring out the new covenant aspects, right, of fulfilling the word. So normally, Ha-Torah, right, at this time in this season, Ha-Torah, the Torah, is taken from the Ark, from Ha-Aron. So in the Judaic, the Hebrew, as they say, synagogues, which come from the Koine Greek, seen together, agaga, to gather together, right? In the Hebrew, sometimes referred to as the Knesset. But mo better, in the Torah and in the scripture, you'll see that synagogue is used one time, right? One time in the KJV, I think in translation in the Old Testament. I think it's one of the Psalms, right? And when we look at the Hebrew word there for synagogue, it basically says moed. Moed is the operative word for the feast, the festivals, the appointment. So it's that place, that time, the Sabbath time we come together. This is the Hebrew principle of what is called later on by the Gentiles church. So in the Judaic church called the synagogue, normally HaTorah, the Torah is taken from the Ark, HaAron, right? And the Ark properly would be like a a cabinet, so to speak, that would be on the western wall if the synagogue or the church is properly orientated according to the pattern of the tabernacle, then that would be on the western wall. On the western wall, there is like a, what you would call like a box. What do you call it? A chest cabinet. And in that cabinet, called the Ark, are the scrolls. So normally, the Torah, based on the pattern, the Torah will be taken from Ha'aron, from the Tabot, right? As we have Tabot Christina, Tabot Christianity amongst the Israelites of Ethiopia, and set on the Bema, right? On the Bema. The Bema is like the high place to read. It's like a place to read, like a table, the table where the scrolls are brought out, you know, and set up, like in the tabernacle, the Shulchan, that table where the shoe bread was put, right? So this is the table where the word is read, right? And the congregation, the aggregation, those coming together for that Ayla evocation, right, would circle it. Like in the song, it says, I will compass, right, thine altar, go around the altar, right? The congregation circles it in a procession. The procession is called the Hakafot, right? That procession, while shaking the lulavot, shaking the tabernacle's bouquet, right? And carrying the etarogim. This is like a type of a citrus. We'll get into some of the details of it. It's very interesting. We can even see, I'm going to put this out there, we can see even the ancient Kemetic, you know, some ancient Kemetic link. You have to remember that in ancient Kemet, there were many different type of, like, Christianity. There's many different kind of Christian denominations. Not all are evangelical, not all are Methodist, not all are Protestant, are Pentecostal, are Baptist. You know what I'm saying? So the same was with Egypt. The problem, like, for the real Hebrews and the sons of Jacob, a.k.a. the Israelites, was that our worship, right? If we worship in our way, that would have been a problem. And it was just all about the freedom, right, of, people call it today, religion, freedom of conscience, freedom of worship, believe it or not, right? All the other denominations were accepted. It's like Rastafari, you know, in the very same way. That's what you say Rastafari Israelite. But get into more detail, especially Yeshua, right? Yeshua and the water ceremony, how it connects. But the first things first, we need to just touch on today's daily psalm that is so ideal here in the season. He named my toe, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Yes, sir.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Oh, whoa. Okay, give thanks. Brother, and just put a tune up there. Hinei Matov. Hinei in the Hebrew is to say behold. Behold, but in the sense of look, see, here it is. That's a sense. Look, see, here it is. That's a sense. But it's like behold. So behold, we have behold in a couple of different senses. Behold, one sense, re'u, speaking to like all of your re'u, like Reuben, behold a son. But this is hine, look, see, kind of here it is, right? Hine, behold, ma, how good. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Now, we like to often share the Harry Belafonte, you know, version of that for we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. We have the Abba Yudaya Yehudi, right, the Yehudim, our brothers and sisters and family over in Uganda that the Gentiles like to, you know, call Wakanda, you know what I mean, in Uganda. But first things first, let's first just touch on the basic, the Peshat right here for day six, the eve of the Hoshana Rabbah, the great day, I assembly coming forward. Here, let's share the Hebrew braiding. It's just a few verses. Lekol b'talo adis.
Psalm 133.
Mizmor kuf lamed gimal shir ha-ma'alot le-David. Sle David, 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 Sle David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is, how pleasant it is.
Hine ma tovu ma na'imu ma na'imu ma na'imu ma na'imu ma.
For brethren to dwell together in unity, together in unity, together in unity, together in unity.
Shevet achim gam yahad, yahad, yahad.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head, upon the head, upon the head, upon the head.
Kashem min hatov al harosh, al harosh, al harosh, al harosh, al harosh, al harosh.
That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, Aaron's beard, Aaron's beard, Aaron's beard.
Yored al hazakan, zakan Aaron, 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 Aaron.
It went down to the skirts of his garment, skirts of his garment, skirts of his garment, skirts of his garment.
Sheyored al pi middotav, 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 middotav.
As the dew of Hermon, Hermon, Hermon.
Ketal Hermon sheyored, 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 sheyored.
As the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion,
mountains of Zion,
mountains of Zion, mountains of Zion.
Al hareret Zion, 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 Zion.
There the Lord commanded the blessing. To the blessing, to the blessing.
Ki sham tziva Adonai et habberacha, 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 habberacha. Hayim ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam, ad ha'olam.
Even life forevermore, 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 forevermore. Forevermore.
Chayim, chayim, l'chayim, l'chayim, Rastafari. Le Rastafari, L'chaim, L'chaim, Chaim, for life. Life is the Barata right there. That was a little braided right there between the Hebrew and the KJV. Here's just with the Hebrew intro right here once again.
Psalm 133.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimal Shir Hamma'alot Le David. Le David, 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 Le David.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, forevermore. Forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Truly, 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 little Batalua, small but very, very great. So here's a Hine Mato from the Abba Yudaya, Yehudi of Uganda, Wakanda. Yes,
sir. Abo Uganda okutula Laba wekulio kulungi wekusanyusa Abo Uganda okutula Hine matovu umanaimu Shebeti ahim gamu ya hadu Hine matovu umanaimu Shebeti ahim gam ya hadu Laba wekulio kulundi wekusanyusa Abo Luganda okutula Laba wekulio kulundi wekusanyusa Abo Luganda okutula Hine matovu umanaimu Shebeti ahim gam ya hadu Hine matovu umanaimu Shebeti ahim gam ya hadu
Ah
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Royal Amhari, let's just touch on this as well right here. A little kind of a reversion, a revision to this right here that we like to share. But first thing first, let's just hear the native speaker, Abraham Chebude, here from the Metzach Kedus, from the King of Kings Bible here. Today's daily psalm, ideal reason for the season.
Mazmur 132, Bekenef 133. የዳዊት የማዕረግ መዝሙር ወንድሞች በህብረት ቢቀመጡ እነሆ መልካም ነው እነሆም ያማረ ነው ከራስ እስከ ጢም እንደሚፈስስ እስከ አሮን ጢም በልብሱ መደረቢያም እንደሚወርድ ሽቱ ነው በጽዮን ተራሮች እንደሚወርድ እንዳርሞንየም ጠል ነው በዚያ እግዚአብሔር በረከቱን ሕይወትንም እስከ ዘላለም አዟልና
Blessing of unification, blessing of unification. Psalm 133. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one source. Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadesh, Yahweh Ahad. A song of ascent of David. Ye David, ye me'arig mezmurin. ወንድሞች በኽብረት ቢቀመጡ እነሆ መልካም ነው እነሆም ያማረ ነው Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, in unity. ከራስ እስከ ጢም እንደሚፈስስ Iska aronatim belupsu madarabia and demi warda shituno.
It is like the precious oil upon the head, upon the Rastafari, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that cometh down upon the collar, the skirts of his garments.
Betzion natararoch nami word in the armon oimat elno. Bezia egazi avehara berekatun. Hiwet nimiskazalalem azizo alina.
Like the dew of Hermon that cometh down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yehovah, he who be, who he be, is Zion Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, commanded the blessing, the baraka, even life forevermore. Chaim od ha'olam. Amen and amen.
Hine, 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 my toes. Behold how good Neho Yamare no. Here, 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 the Abyssinians. This tune right here, here, here. Tena is Talin, Wendeme, my brother. Yes, I, Wendemoch. Yes, I, Toch. Tena is Talin. Yes, apologies, brothers and sisters. I guess I was a Salem on my mic was off right there. I was saying, Luku Batalawa, Katan Aval, Gadol. In the Hebrew, Katan, small, Aval, but, Gadol. Tinish, Gin, Tilikano, Tinish, right? Small psalm, three verses, Gin, but, Tilikano. It's big, it's important. Right? You say, it's, what it says, Talawa. what's the phrase again? I just saw the Talawa. It's Talawa, right? Lickle. There we go. Lickle, but Talawa. Lickle, but Talawa. Just want to share in some of all the linguistics right there. The Hebrew, Katan, Aval, Gadol, right? It's small, it's little, but it's big. So we have Mizmor, Kof, Lamed, Gimel. Kof Lamed Gimel or Kof Lamed Gamel, Hebraically, alphanumerically, right here. We have Psalm 133, Psalm CXXXIII. Let's go for an overview, looking at the time right here. If you have enough time right here, or maybe in the Hoshana Rabba coming up at the 1 a.m. Iowa, as at that particular time we'll be in that eve of the first day, a.k.a. called Sunday, the first day, connected with the seventh day of the feast, the festival. We're still here at the sixth, the eve of the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, the great victory. So we have Mizmor Kof Lamed Gimel, Kof Lamed Gamel. The theme, the blessing of unification. This is a beautiful, idyllic, short poem on the theme of brotherly relationship. Brotherly relationship. Wendemay, Wendemoch, right? Achim, Chabarim. This is regarded by several commentators as alluding, right? Pointing to and alluding to the effect of unification, oneness produced on the pilgrims. Remember, this is the pilgrim season here, three times in the year, here at the end of the year, here with Sukkot Tabernacles here, the Shalosh Regalim, the pilgrims, right, by their common act of worship, fulfilling their duty, right, their triding, right, being here even on the ear in one spirit. This is the place in spirit and in truth. Others, right, with more probability, they hold that the psalm's purpose was to support Nehemiah's endeavor. Remember we spoke about Ezra chapter 3, verse 4, and what putting that into the historical, the context, right? How we get from there to here. So we have the support of Nehemiah's endeavor to increase the sparse population of Jerusalem. Remember, there's only a few that had repatriated, as we would say, or returned to the land, you know, come out of Babylon. Well, there was only a few of the Yehudim by comparison, right? Because the Judahites, the Judeans had went into Babylon, the 10 northern tribes went into Israel and, you know, continued to kind of wander through the nations. But the Judahites, Yehuda, came forward, but there was only a small remnant that had returned with Ezra. Then Nehemiah kind of follows up, right, along what Ezra and the other returned Judahites, even we, the black Jews, had done. Now, Nehemiah chapter 11, verse 1. Right, points to the scene, the situation. So Nehemiah was seeking to increase the population, right? Because a few had returned, and you know the birth and the children, right? The children, the number of youths was very small. So you know everyone had to do their duty as much as is possible to increase the population of Jerusalem, of the city, right? The city of I, great king of kings. Brethren are to dwell together as brethren should do. Aravim, call Bait Israel Aravim, Zeh Bazeh, all of Israel respond to one another. Brethren are to dwell together as brethren should do. A strong and united, and I united metropolis. At once the really just, the righteous, and the political center of the country will concentrate, focus, and invigorate the whole nation. So that capital, that center, when it's strong, that invigorates, you know, it's like the apple of the eye. And spread baraka, blessing throughout the body, that corporate body of that of which it is harosh. It is the head. So Jerusalem, Yerushalayim being the head. We can point to that also, right? You know, even in these days and times of the King of Kings and the children of the King of Kings, even with Addis Ababa and them regions over there. It's interesting that Addis Ababa and Jerusalem is on the same timeline. It's on the same timeline. You just notice that. From the same, you could say that, I don't say meridian, maybe that latitude or longitude. No, the latitude. Right, it's all along the same timeline. Addis Ababa, Judah land in the south, and the northern, right, beachfront property, the state of Israel presently today. But let's go through today's daily psalm. This is a 1, 2, 3, right? The theme, the baraka, the blessing of unification, that there's increased prosperity, right? Prosperity, goodness, right? Increase with unification, coming together in common purpose and common covenant of the King of Kings Christ. So we have Mizmor Kof Lamed Gimel, first verse, the Aleph verse, Shir Ha-Ma'elot Al-Dawi, Hine Matol Uma Naim, Sheveta Achim, Gam Yahad, a song of ascents of David, Shir, a song, Ha Ma'elot, Ha Ma'alot, of the Ali, of the going up, Ha Ma'elot, Le David, of David, of the well-beloved, Hine, behold, look, see, hear it, Ma, what, Tov, Ma Tov, Matov, Ma'ne Hebrew, Matov, Hine Matov, more ancient pointing, Hine, Matov, Ma tawab, ma, what good, ooh, and ma, what, na'im, and what pleasantness this is, what pleasant, right, to say how good, like what good, behold, what good and what pleasantness for brethren, right, to dwell, shevet, yes, Shebet in the Hebrew, right, which has a sense of seating up, dwelling, the dwelling of brethren also together, a more better way of bringing out the Hebrew. Shebet Achim, brothers, Achim, Gam, also, Yahad, also as one. Bringing out the translation, dwell together in unity, the dwelling of brethren, Shebet Achim, also together. Gam, also in Hebrew, Gam, Yahad, Gam, Yahad, also together, Shebet, Achim, the dwelling, the seating. So here we have good, the word good, Tov, Tawab, my Tov, good, fine and beneficial. Also at the root of the archaic, the original Ethiopia, Tobia, Tob, Tov from the Hebrew, good. And the good is in the fine sense, the beneficial sense, right? What benefit? How much beneficial, right? Making for social happiness and national vitality. Dwell together in unity. Dwell together. Shevet Achim, brothers, Achim, Achim, Gam Yahad, the dwelling of brethren also together. What is advocated is not concord, that we all going to agree on every single thing. Oh, come on, the Israelite camps and all that. We can't all be just saying the same thing like we're not a cult. It's a culture, a divine, a holy culture. So what is advocated is not concord, right, or like blind agreement, but cohabitation, living, dwelling together. It takes a village to raise a true Hebrew. It takes a village, takes a community, right, even to fulfill HaTorah. What is advocated is not concord, but cohabitation, right? The chaburim, chaburim, the machibra, right? The society, the social, the members of the restored, renewed and restored nation should not be scattered, but live together as a compact body. It says Jerusalem is a city that is built, right? Called compact together, right? A compact body. But because we are scattered, there is an advantage, right, you know, to bring into end the times of the Gentiles and bringing on the kingdom, right, that we have to recognize and acknowledge. So even our scattering can be beneficial if we are following the spirit of HaTorah. But ultimately, coming together to gather, verse 2, right, Kashemen HaTov Al HaRosh Yored Al HaZakan Zikan Aheron She Yored Al Pi Mia Dotayo, or some might say Mia Dotav. Right? Here we have second verse. It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aheron's beard that cometh down upon the collar of his garments. Now KJV says the skirts of his garments. The first part of the verse, the first phrase, Kashemen Hatov, Ka, like as Shemen, as the oil, the Shemen, Kashemen Ha, the Tov, the good, as oil, the good, like the good oil, translated as the precious oil, Kashemen Hatov Al Harosh, all on, up on, all. Ha, the Rosh, Hebrew for Ras, the Rosh, HaRosh, Al HaRosh, up on the Rosh, up on the head, Rosh Tisari, Rosh, the head, right? Coming down upon the beard, Yored, 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 like Yared, but here we have Yored, coming down, descender, the descender coming down, Yored, all upon HaZakan. The Zakan, Zakan, which has to do with age and maturity, like the beard, the Zakan, HaZakan, up on the beard. Zikan, Zikan, the beard, Aharon, Zikan Aharon, the beard of Aharon, the beard of Aaron. She Yored, She, that which Yored, that which is descending, that cometh, that descendeth, Al Pi, upon the P, P, one of the pointings for the mouth, P, in some places put as P or Pi, and then we have C or Phi. So on the mouth, so here it says, Al P, Midotayo, Al P, Midotav, right? Up on the mouth, to say the mouth of his garments, right? So with the collar, you know, like the collar is like a mouth. Right, but then some look at it as the skirts, but more correctly, Hebraically, the collar. So, what do we first thing we have? We have the precious ointment, right? The precious oil. That's why we say that Aaron, right? In true Hebrew Christology, Aaron was, according to Torah, the first Christ, and his sons were the first Christians because of the active part that they were anointed. Somebody don't get it because it comes from a Gentile mind, but in the Hebrew, right, context and Yeshua or Yehudi, you know, this is true. So the precious oil, the anointing oil was poured upon the head of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, Elika Kahinat, at his consecration, at his filling, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, verse 7. Exodus chapter 29, verse 7. So the oil, the anointing oil, kashemen hatov, right, it was poured, not just patted on, but poured on the rosh, the ras, the head of the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, the high priest at his consecration, his filling. And it would flow down onto his beard, onto his zakan, onto the zikan, the aharon, right? In like manner, it's bringing out by this metaphor, this Hebraicism, so to speak here, the effect, what will be the effect of living together, right, together with spread throughout the nation. So it's like pouring the oil on the head and having it flow down. It's like the whole beard, right, the whole beard also receives that which was poured on the head. So it's like the end of the whole of I and I, right, all, right. So with the anointed, right, even Robeinu Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ, on the Rosh, on the head, the whole body, right, the whole body of Jah people, corporate body is one. Even Aaron's beard, the Zikan Aharon, a lengthy beard, right, Hebraically speaking, right, according to our, we could say, ancient culture, divine heritage, was a mark often of high dignity in the Orient, in the East, in the Kedem, right? You're looking eastward, right? Aharon, it says that Aaron's was so long, right? Some say that it covered the upper hem of his vesture and his vestment. So, and looking at when it says as the mouth of the garment, depends on what kind of garment it is. You know, we can look at both the neck part as being, you know, one possible mouth where the beard is, but if his beard was so long that it extended, you know, yes, Aaron, a pre-Rastafari, then that means, you know, then it also, you know, it flowed all the way down his garment because his beard went all the way down. Here, verse 3 right here, like the dew of Hermon, right, that cometh down up on the mountains of Zion, for they are Yahweh, Jehovah commanded Habaraka, the blessing, even life, even liberty for evermore. So very interesting here in this particular season here, when we come to, in this season here, the next day, you know, about 2 days, we actually are beginning off, or actually the next day or so, we are going to seal up the Torah reading, the 54 Torah readings with Wizot HaBaraka. That's the final reading, and this is the Baraka, and this she, Wizot, and this she, HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Yebarakabata, Baraket, Yehitznat, even in them heart, Yehitz, this she, Yehitznat. This is the Baraka, which is the final reading from HaTorah before we rewind to the Bereshith in wisdom, right? Or as they say, in the beginning or in beginning, again, here in the season, the Shemesta. So we have the Gimel verse, the Gamel verse, the third verse right here. Ketala Hermon sheyoreda ala harere Siona kiyashama tsewa Yahwa eta habraka chayim adaha olam, like the dew of Hermon, like tal is like dew, the tel. The tal is like the dew, katal, the dew, like the dew, Hermon, like the dew of Hermon, katal Hermon, she yored, that which descends, that which comes down, she yored, al harere Sion, up on the mountains, the harere of the mountains of harere, harar. This man was born via Tesser Harare Sion, Sion, up on the mountains, Harare. Interesting, Harar, right? The man child in Ethiopia. This man was born there. The mountains of Sion, Al Harare Sion. What do we have here? Like the dew of Hermon or Hermon. Ketal Hermon. Ketal Hermon. Hermon is noted for the abundance of dew that falls on its slopes. This kind of dew, it gives fertility, right, to she, to the soil, right, to the earth. And similarly, the ideal that the psalm, the Mizmor, Kof Lamed Gimel, Kof Lamed Gamel, extols, bigs up, will invigorate the whole people, call Yisrael, Israel, all, Israel, Hulu, up on the mountains of Zion, Al Harare Sion, on the Harare, Harare Sion, Harare Sion, the mountains of Zion. Now the poet and, you know, and I, do we intend, we cannot intend that the dew of Hermon actually flows as far as the hills upon that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is situated, about 200 miles distant. See, the dew, right, the dew, the Tal Hermon, is a phrase that denotes, it's a Hebraicism. It's like using, you know, like a parable, so to speak, an allegory. The dew of Hermon is a phrase denoting exceedingly heavy, heavy, heavy dew, right? They said there was no rain at that time. There was just a mist that came up. Heavy, heavy dew. And as such, moisture proves beneficial. While we pray for even the rains in due season from this point moving forward, that the rain and the moisture, it proves beneficial, tawab, to the vegetation on the slopes of these hills. So will the dwelling together, right, of the Yehudi, even we the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Judah, be of great benefit to them and to I and I. For they are. Ki, Sham, Sham. And so when we say heaven in Hebrew is Shamayim, and getting to the Hebrew etymology, Sham, Sham means there, like the place there, and Mayim, Mayim means water. So when we say the heavens in the ancient understanding, the Shamayim were the place of the upper, the heavenly waters in more ways than one. But here we say ki for Sham, for there, ki Sham, ki Sham, tsewa, Yahuwah, some would say Kiyasham Tziwa or Tziva, Tziva, modern Hebrew Tziva Adonai, but we have right to say the Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Kiyasham Tziwa, Yahuwah commanded, he who be, who he be, et habraka, et aleph tav. Right, the Aleph Tav, the Baraka, Ha Baraka, for thee, he who he be commanded, Ha Baraka. Remember the 54th coming forward when we seal up this season, result in this Ha Baraka, even life, Chayim, for Iva, Ad Ha Olam. There, where's there? There is Yerushalayim. Right, there is Jerusalem. There is where the people of Jah's peace, his ear, his atmosphere, Shalem, remember Shalem, the duality of Shalem, peace as above, it's like dual peace, twofold peace, peace with Hailahim and peace with our fellow man. How can we love Hailahim, who we may not have seen in all of the fullness, and we hate our brother man? So that peace of Hailahim, the almighty power and peace with our fellow man. The Baraka is what? Life. Chayim. Chayim. Life and liberty is a blessing. How long? Now, in the Hebrew, it says Ad Ha'olam. Now, Olam and Le'olam can mean forever to the most distant horizon. So the same word for world in some context has a sense in translation as forever. But literally, it says life, Chayim, Ad Ha'olam. Literally, it'd be like life to the world, right? Life to the world, Chayim, Ad Ha'olam. But in the two truths of the Hebrew, it's also maybe translate or forever life. It can also bring out life till ha'olam, like le'olam, forever, life forever life, or life to the world. Chayim ad ha'olam, forever, to the most distant horizon, ad ha'olam. This is to be connected with command, that he did what he commands, right? Yahuwah. Jehovah command, Kisham for there. Where did he, Kisham for there, right? Kisham, interesting, there is one of the names of Yahuwah is that Jah will be there. Remind me of that BMW tune, Jah will be waiting there. There where? Not always a five-cycle place, but a metaphysical place in grace. Kisham for there, Siwa Yahuwah, Siwa. Yahuwah, for there, he who be commanded is there. In Zion, Sion, is his eternal dwelling place. And from there, we're not just talking about the physical place. You have to understand what and where Sion is, right? There's Zion, right? In the five-cycle sense, the earthly temporal sense, it was the palace, the castle of David. And therefore, it became the point of the monarchy, Zion. Since it was the castle of great King David, right, it became the point of the monarchy, of that covenant that was coveted to David HaMelech. So in Zion, right, a man after his own heart, David, the David and Zion connection, in Zion, in that consciousness, is his eternal dwelling place. And from that center, that center point in spirit and in truth, his baraka, barakato, his blessing will always radiate. His baraka will radiate and in that sense will emanate. But man is not emanated from a deity. Why? Because man was created. How? In his image and after his likeness. So here. Brothers and sisters and brothers, got about counting down like about 11 minutes here on the live stream, at least on the blog talk. So ones can call if they please, or check I and I out on the Rastafari Israelites. About to go through the day six. It's fulfillment here, you know, to fulfill all righteousness. The readings, Exodus, right, Numbers, as well as Ezekiel, and beginning off, hopefully, in the Iowa coming forward, Ecclesiastes, as well, going through a reading of Ecclesiastes, which is one of the appointed readings here in the season of tabernacles, of booths, of huts. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Okay, the audible right there is a little bit delayed. Give me one moment right here, brothers and sisters, as we move forward, onward and upward. Yes, sir.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
All right. Yes, sir.
Adonai.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
So here, we go to the Baraka for the reading of HaTorah, right here. Yes, I. Barku et Yahuwah.
Barku et Yahuwah Hambarak. Barku et Adonai Hambarak. bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Come, 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 come. Let's rally around Jah's throne. Rally around the Ark of the Covenant. Rally around HaTorah. Rally around his word. Yes, sir. Right here, here, here. Look a quick Rhema tune classic. Hey, Valley Dread, come rally here this season. That classic, and as you say, grandfathered in. But it's a point of order. It's a red, gold, and green point of order. We didn't have this, the previous generation didn't have access to some of the information. So as we grow in grace and in knowledge as movement of Jah people, point of order, the Constitution of His Majesty, 55, pointing to 55 Constitution, that banner, at the uppermost would be Arenguade, which is the Amharic to say green, right? In the center, the mid would be bicha, which is yellow. And then at the bottom, at the groundation of the flag, the orientation according to the constitution of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, we have at the bottom be K, okay? K will be red, right? So this is an orientation right there, point of order, right? Now those tunes, we have red, gold, and green, let them be grandfathered or grandmama, you know, like, yes, I, you know, according to the righteousness of the previous, you know, brothers and sisters and the patriarchs and the matriarchs. But as we move forward, as we know better, we do better. Just a word right there, via that classic Barry Brown, rally around the red, gold, and green. Yes, I, Arangwade Bichai K. Yes, I, green, yellow, and red. Right, from the top, from the topmost, you know, from the groundation going up, red, yellow, and green. You could say red, gold, and green. But in the orientation, the green, yes, I, the ether, the ether.
Oh. Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebol hamayim, Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
In my life, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
Humble lion, and as a forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The reading for this Chag HaSukkot, the reading for this Chag HaSukkot, for the Shabbat, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12 to Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. Beshem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
and the Holy Spirit,
and the Holy Spirit. One, he who be, who he be. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Moshe's prayer, Moses' prayer, Yahuwah's answer, Jehovah's answer. Verse 12. Vayomer Moshe el Yahuwah re'e ata omer elai ha Allah eta ha amma hazeh we ata lo ho dai tani eta ashera tishlacha imi we ata amarta ye dae tika be shema we gamma ma tata chen. And Moses said to the Yahweh, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou, the I, hast said, I know thee, I, by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, I, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Vayomer panai yeleku. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I am thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee, I, by name,
I, by name,
I, by name.
I,
Moshe,
by name.
Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, thee, shew me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my glory pass before thee, I, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee, I, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy.
Mercy.
And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock,
and a rock.
And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee, I, in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee, I, with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, the second tablets of the law of Ha-Torah. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, hew thee, I, two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and I will write upon these tablets, tables, the words, the barim, that were in the first tables, tablets, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, I, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, as the Yahweh commanded him, and took in his hands the two tables, tablets of stone. The new vision. verse 5. And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. Hanun, Emet, No Tierra Chesed, Elafi, Elafi, No Se, Avon, Avon, Pesha, Pesha, Wa, Hata'a, 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 Nake, Lo, Ye, Nake, Poket, Avon Nabota Allah, Banim, We Allah, Bne, Banim, Allah, Shir Leshim, We Allah, And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. Vayereda Yahuwah b'anan. Vayita yaseba imosham. Vayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And the Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Yahweh, El, the good God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, truth, truth. Laya ibor Yahuwah Allah panayo, laikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah El rahuma we hanun rekapayim we rava chesed we emet, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs, upon the children, and upon the children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. La elafima no se avona wa pesha wa hata 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 na ke hello ye na ke poked poked avona bota Allah banim we Allah bne vanim Allah shelashim we Allah rebaim. And Moshe and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worship. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, O Adonai, Vayomerim ana, ma'asati, chena b'ayineka, Adonai, v'kira benu, ki ama k'eshe, orek hu, with sa lehta la ironenu ulla hatatenu una helatanu tanu tanu. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, let Adonai Adonai, I pray thee, I go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our chatiyat, our lack, our akri, and take us for thine inheritance. The renewed commission, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Observe thou that which I command thee I this day. Behold, I drive out before the eye the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee I. But ye, y'all, shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim for the Yahweh, whose name is zealous. Ki lo, tisha. Tachevah, ki lo tisha tachevah, lit el, acher ki Yahuwah, ana shmo, el, ana, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their Elohim, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their Elohim. Thou shalt make thee no molten Elohim gods. The feast and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Verse 18. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee I. In the time the Iowa of the moon of Abib. For in the moon the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt, Mitzrayim. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In airing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year, in the Shana, shall all your men children, your male children, appear before the Adawan, Yahuwah, he who be, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out the Goyim, the nations, before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, three times in the Shana, thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover, Pesach, Fasikah, be left to the morning. To the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, Yahweh, thy Elohim. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'chaylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, l'kadamawi, chayla, selase, b'shem Yeshua, ha-moshiach. Amen. Glory to I and I, Father, and I and I, King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen, 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 amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Praise, Kadosh. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
And on the fifth day, and on the fifth day, and on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides a continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Wise, flesh, perfect, blessed, Messiah, Messiah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad.
Yes. Audible little glitch right here, brothers and sisters. Let's come again.
Chapter 33. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen, shall not be seen, shall not be seen, shall not be seen, shall not be seen. Chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me, in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten god. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In hearing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk, 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 in his mother's milk,
in his mother's milk.
Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayeolam natei vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh noten haTorah
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? Important, 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 important.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debreihim Hane'amarim b'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 18 to 39, verse 16. Pesa ma'ah, but wewa let me fesa kadu, ahadu amlak.
And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Yisrael, saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. That my fury shall come up in my face.
For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands, and upon the many people that are with them. and overflowing rain and great hailstones. Issa, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith Haggai Yahweh, Buluku, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave thee but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Yisrael, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel, the Kedush An Bet Yisrael. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the sovereign Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the headstaves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the sovereign Yahweh, he who be who he be, Buruku. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place thereof grave in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. In 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamongog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Amen. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, and ask the fire.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory,
Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
So here for the Feast of Tabernacles, Hag HaSukkot, Hidas Baal. For the Feast of Tabernacles, one of the appointed readings here for the seventh of the seven feasts, appointments of Jehovah, is the book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, known as Kohelet the Preacher, Ecclesiastes. A very good meditation here, reason for the season. We're setting forth the right hand of fellowship right here, Taina fellow Chaber, fellow Talmudim, fellow disciple right here, Ras Hezekiah for the read. So this is going to take us right into the first day service. So stay tuned. And the first day service is the Hoshana,
Hosanna, Hoshiana, Rabbah, and more on the Hakafot, on circling, you know, circling the altar, rally around Jatron. So right here, 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 let's ride up right here, give ear. Ecclesiastes right here, here, here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Haksukot Sameach. I'll be reading chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes. Part 1, the theme, all is vanity. The words of the preacher, the son of Dawid, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor that he taketh under the sun? Part 2, the theme proved. One, by the transitoriness of all things. Verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also riseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about to the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. The proof continued. Evil remains despite power, wisdom, and knowledge. I, the preacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Chapter 2. The proof continued. Pleasure ends in emptiness. I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. The proof continued. 4. Riches and great works give no enduring satisfaction. I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I get me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. The proof continued. 5. Wisdom is better than folly, but both have an end. And I turned myself to behold wisdom, and madness, and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king? Even that which hath been already done. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man as the fool? Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous to me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of Elohim. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? For Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 3. The proof continued. Number 6. The weary round of life. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which Elohim hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that Elohim maketh from the beginning to the end. I know there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And Elohim required that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my heart, Elohim shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there was a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that Elohim might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works. For that is his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Chapter 4, Part 3. The theme unfolded. One in view of the oppressions and iniquities of life. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praised the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool folded his hands together, and eateth his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this is also vanity and vexation of spirit.
Yes, 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 the part one of the read here in the season from Ecclesiastes and give thanks, Rosh Hezekiah, for the read right there. We have the part two, chapters 5-8, as well as part three, chapters 9-12. So we're going to, looking at the time we have right here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here, and for the live stream, looking forward to the 1 a.m. hour right here for the Sunday first day service. But let's just reason right here on this very, very interesting book right here. I don't know how many ones have really taken the time to, you know, seat up and little by little just read through. But wisdom is the principle.
The lemon in my life, our soul, their feet, bone that
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes, 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 Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, copied out those proverbs, and we have our brother Hezekiah on the read right here. So we're at chapter four. Where the theme is unfolded, the theme of the book, Vanity of Vanities, Hevel Hevalim, the theme unfolded, one in view of the oppressions or downpressions and the inequities, the iniquities of life, of liberty. But those verses there, chapter 4, verses 9-12, very interesting. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. We could say, like, get a study buddy or like a partner, and once Torah study is good, you know, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to lift him up. Again, verse 11, if two lay together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. This part right here, and a threefold cord, right, is not quickly broken. It doesn't say that it cannot be broken, but it's not quickly broken. So here, little introduction here to this interesting book right here, the book of Ecclesiastes, appointed reading for the feast, the festival of tabernacles. So what do we have here? We have this remarkable book right here. It says throughout the centuries, it has preserved its freshness, the vivid, alive quality of the thinker, the preacher, Kohelet, who faced the inexorable vanities. What is meant by vanities? The vanities of life, of liberty, and yet somehow never lost. This is the key here, never lost in observing all the vainness, the vanities of life and liberty, the good, the bad, never lost the joy of living. Now, there's a juxtaposition, you know, one might say a seeming contradiction between piety, faithfulness, and skepticism. Irreconcilable as they may appear, being pious, being a believer, you know, as it were, but also being skeptical, right? So some things don't seem like they go together, don't seem so, right? This seems to belong to the whole paradox of what we may call the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew mind, the Yehudi, the Judaic, the Hebrew mind, faith and reason. Having faith, credit, admittance, trust, truth, but also reason, they write one up on the other, right, in the pamphlet of the past, looking at the past. Now, perhaps it was to strike the balance. You see this book right here, and also Heal Up Ross Seymour for the Reasonments. International Chapler was reasoning on this, and of course, some very interesting reasonments on this particular book. And many of us
you know, have been admitting, you know, Habarim and Talmudim one to another that, you know, I really didn't really check for this book, but now I really, really love it because we grow in grace. But perhaps the reading of this book, right, and this particular book was to strike the balance, strike a balance of sanity that the fathers, the ancient patriarchs, Hebrew, Judaic patriarchs of the synagogue of the Hebrew church, they chose the recital of Ecclesiastes with its seeming melancholy, you know, somewhat melancholy refrain, vanity of vanities, all his vanities, on the feast, the festival of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot. So let's also rejoice, right? When we, Yehudi, right, and the faithful are commanded to rejoice. But at all events, it is hard to escape the judgment that the major emphasis of the Hebrew thought process, Judaic thinking, has indeed been that of setting our shoulders joyously, right, to the wheel, the world's wheel, to life, you know, the turning about, going around and around, that we have speared ourselves some unhappiness by beforehand, right? As we said about to do what we need to do, we study this book because then we spear ourselves some seeming unhappiness by beforehand, you know, by slipping the book of Ecclesiastes beneath our arm, right? This seemeth likewise very true and also likewise very wise. Now, I'd like to go through some of the particulars right here. Got about 3 minutes before we reboot right here. But the whole idea of vanity of vanities, right? What does it mean, Chaverim? When we look at the term here, Hevel Habalim, or Hevel Havalim, Hevel Havalim, modern Hebrew, Hevel Habalim. What is Hevel? Hevel, Hevel. Literally in the Hebrew, it's a breath, like a puff of air, like that. It's a breath, hevel, a breath. That which lacks substance, the breath lacks substance, the puff of air lacks any permanence, any substance. The phrase here, Hebraically, it indicates this kind of superlative degree, like when we say holy of holies. Song of Songs, here he says, Hevel Havalim, Hebel Havalim, vanity of vanity, a puff of breath lacking any permanence, of puffs of breath that lack any permanence. But what are we to do? And here the counsel, the wise advice right here in this book really holds true. We'd like to get into further reasoning, but allow the reader, presenter to bring it forward for the first day service. The Sunday service coming up in about a little less than two minutes. So tune in, you know, or just bookmark, you know, Rastafari Israelites. Be sure to sign up and share with your friend. And, you know, one can come up forward again and get a fuller here. But right here, brothers and sisters, just giving an overview, a couple more particulars I'd like to go into. But we're going to pick up with chapter 5, the unfolding. Let's unpack this, the unfolding of the theme here in Ecclesiastes, Hebraically known as Kohelet, the preacher, right? To say the preacher from the Hebrew Kahal. Kahal is the Hebrew church or the gathering together, the assembly. So the assembly looking forward. Melkan the Hood, blessed first day, Yom HaRishon Tov, Tawa, beautifully good.
Salmonimal, Arsu,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Hosanna, 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 first day coming forward. Yes, Hosanna, Rabbah, great salvation. Great victory. Yes, I over the world of flesh is the floor. I'm tuning in. About to reboot right about now, brothers and sisters, on the ear and in the iris. Yes. Hallelujah. Going
out
up.
In the street, they call it.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Discipleship Radio, first day.